The issue of pay raises for public employees is quickly becoming an issue in Washington's race for governor. There's much to debate, including a cost of living increase for teachers, a $1 an hour pay hike for unionized home care workers, and an end to a 3% pay cut for state workers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
At the last governor's debate, Republican Rob McKenna attacked Democrat Jay Inslee's record as a state lawmaker in the early 1990s. McKenna said Inslee had voted for a state budget that cut services
so that the state could give a pay raise to some of your biggest campaign donors, state employee unions.
Turns out the 1992 budget also eliminated 1,600 state jobs. But just the fact that government worker pay raises from 20 years ago are a topic in the 2012 governor's race should tell you something. Public employee compensation is a political hot potato. Jason Mercier is a budget analyst for the Right of Center Washington Policy Center. He says the state's next governor will face a list of spending demands that far outstrips anticipated revenues.
And both of them have said they're not going to raise taxes. So if you're going to automatically give these increases and you're going to try to do all these other things, you're tying your hands.
The budget conundrum aside, public employee unions clearly think Inslee would have their back as governor and are spending a lot of money to help him get elected. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.